Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keyshawn.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Yeah. Flip the snippers from the show and they saluting the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. I'm ripping, bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at they club for breakfast, y'all are back in the back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make him pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Smash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's episode 416. Murder Master Music Show, only UGSforlife.com. Just dropped episode 11 in the Murder Mix yesterday. Featured a lot of dope artists, you know what I'm saying, from all over the place. Number 12 is going to probably drop next Tuesday, 4th of July. Next Wednesday, we got MC Shan on the show. That's going to be dope. He actually hit me up. He wants to come back on and, you know what I'm saying, preview some of the Bars Over Bullshit tracks, which if you haven't heard that yet, man, it's a dope hip-hop album. 30 years in the making. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't dropped since 1990. But tonight we have a hell of a show. I want to shout out the homie Waco. He's the one that put this together. You know what I'm saying? We got legendary H-Town producer Solo. This man has done work for so many people. Of course, ESG, Fat Pat, Zero, Lil Flip, Young Star, DA, I mean, the list goes on. I see note, the Body Boys. The guy is just a legendary, you know what I'm saying, steeple, part of Houston music scene. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the guys. He's like Mike B. You know, he's one of them dudes, man. He's behind a lot of hits, a lot of good music. You know, he's been on projects like Down South Hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Had his music on there. You know what I'm saying? All over the place. So, you know, this is really going to be a good show. We're looking forward to it. I see the homie Pittsburgh Patrick's on the line. Let me bring him on. What's up, Pittsburgh? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Just happy, you know what I'm saying, we keep knocking out these shows. We got another one tomorrow. We got the return of Bishop Lamont. We're seeing calls on Bishop Lamont. You know, shout out to the homie Sin. He should be calling in tonight. Max J should be calling in after a while. But what's up with you, man? Everything good? You did a dope dedication to Prodigy on Monday. For those who haven't heard, go to UGSForLife.com. Check out the archive, episode 13, Hip Hop Roundtable. That was a dope show. You got any feedback from it? What are people saying?
I got a couple, couple people on Instagram hit me up, man. Jay Hood liked it. You know what I'm saying? It was cool that Jay Hood
was still in shock that the dude's dead. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. on Instagram, like his memorials tomorrow or some shit. I'm just like, damn, man. Like, it had his real name and shit. It's just like, damn, like, I just can't believe
it's crazy.
God, man. You know
it's
what I
crazy,
mean?
Crazy, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Prodigy. We have our guest on the line. This is the one and only legendary H-Town producer, Solo. What's up, Solo?
Yo, what it is? What's going down?
Yo, what up, man?
First and foremost, thank you for coming on the show, homie. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? One of the partners mentioned you, man, and, you know, I looked you up and thought, man, you're behind so many hits. You know what I'm saying? You really are a huge part of Houston music scene, man. When did you really start getting in the game and getting involved, you know what I'm saying, with the production?
Oh, man. First record was GSG, 1993-94, man. Did his whole project, man. Got a deal with Priority right off the bat. That was my first record.
That would be the Ocean of Funk, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is a classic hip hop record. You know, for those of you who haven't heard it, you need to check it out. You know, I'm saying it definitely. I mean, it went global. It went all around the globe. From there, I imagine that opened all kinds of doors for you. Didn't you guys land on Down South Hustlers just the following year?
Yeah, he came and got like two songs that next year was all worked in with our Priority deal, man. Kind of launched a whole.
Yeah, fam, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, man.
My bad.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Real quick. Yeah, man, after that, man, lost a whole bunch of, changed the Houston music scene, man, and lost screwed up quick down here in Houston, man, with screwed all the new artists. They all came through me, production-wise, and all the other producers, man. I got a hand in, like, Fat Pat, Big Mo, Lil Kiki, Zero, all the new rappers, Lil Flip, and all of them came up after that.
Yes, I mean, this is right at the time when Screw was really popping. People were buying his tapes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, can you reflect a little bit on DJ Screw and your relationship with him? What was he like as a person?
Screw's, man, you know, Screw's like a typical, like, producer type guy, man. He was a guy that, you know, he loved his craft, man. He was all about his craft, you know, living, like, in the streets or whatever. He was the guy, like a producer, you know, be in the studio. He was a guy at his lab at home making tapes, you know what I'm saying? So he was a brilliant guy, way ahead of his time. Not afraid to, you know, make new genre of music, or a new style of music. You know, a cool guy, man. I mean, he broke several of my records, man, so I will always be indebted to him. I mean, this was back, you know, back in the time where the DJs was really breaking records. And so, man, he broke a lot of my records. Like the streets, the radio had to play the records down here or in the South region because the streets were begging for them so much because of the Screw tapes.
It was like a phenomenon down there. I mean, people, man, what I hear, I mean, I talked to a lot of guys, you know, Lil Flip, South Park Coalition, a lot of people that knew him, you know, point blank, and they said it was, you know, people was traveling from all over to get these tapes, and he was just the guy, man. He created his own sound. What were some of the records that you made, you know what I'm saying, that he chopped and screwed? Some of the more famous ones.
Well, man, I mean, the list is long, man. I mean, the first one was Swinging and Banging, which was the song that, you know, got our first deal with Priority, man. That record sold like over 400,000 independently before we got the deal. And that was back when, you know, we was getting seven a CD and five a tape, you know what I'm saying? So that turned into a very lucrative joint right there. Pimp to Pen, Lil Kiki, I did that track. Heart of a Hustler, DEA was my track. Fat Pat, Jim the Screw was my track, man. I mean, it's a long list, man. So it's hard for me to really just sit up here and name them without leaving somebody out. But, I mean, you know, Swinging and Banging was actually so popular, man. Drake came in and dropped us some bread to sample it. And that was off of, you know, Screw, you know what I mean? Because he was in the Screw tapes in the Eustis time, and he had that Swinging and Banging was so popular on Screw tapes, he came and, you know, dropped us some bread to sample that for a song, Hypher, which is, you know, hell yeah, fucking right, with Wayne. And actually got like a Grammy nomination for being a songwriter on that song.
That has to be huge for you, knowing that you were part of the creation of that. You know what I'm saying? As far as the production goes, I mean, that's huge, man. Do cats reach out to you now after that, like guys in the industry today, like, do they want to get your production?
Like, yeah, man, I'm still getting in, man. I did something for Ross, man. I did something for, you know, like Mystical, Juby. Who else did I do something for? Recently did something for Too Short, E-40.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, a lot of West Coast people I work with, man, along the years, and, you know, still get called SIBO. I just did something for him. It's amazing that, you know, 20 plus years that, you know, I'm still working, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good.
Hell yeah, man. And you mentioned SIBO. That was like one of DJ Screw's favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, had a lot of love for SIBO, man. What's it like working with him? He's another cat that has longevity.
SIBO's real, man. He's just, you know, street guy with, you know, smarts.
Yeah.
Was able to, you know, survive, you know, through the different eras of music, man, and still has a good following down there in his parts, man. That's what's crazy about music, man. You can make money in your own region when, you know, people in other regions don't even know, you know, much about you. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool like that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's give the listeners, you know, a taste of some of your dope production. Let's go back to Swinging and Banging, man. Tell everybody, take us back to that era in that time when you created this beat.
Man, it's crazy. I was, shit. Bro, I'll tell you the truth, me and ESU were in college, man. We was college guys in Louisiana, man. He's originally from Louisiana. And I was down there, and, you know, I just heard his cat rapping, and we got together. I'm like, man, I was really just buying a keyboard. I just learned, you know, I didn't even know how to quantize or anything. Like, I was just really fucking around. And, man, we went to the studio, man, put some beats together, And shit, one of them was swinging and banging. The other three that we did were on Ocean of Funk. So, you know, that's really how that came about. Young guys fucking around, not knowing what the hell we're doing, but original flavor. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. It wasn't like, hey, man, we're going to blow up off of this shit. It's like, man, we're just going to go record and see what happens. Shit, Screw got hurt. Screw got a hold of that bitch before it even came out. And next thing we know, the streets are going crazy over this shit. So that's how that went.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. This is ESG Swingin' and Banging, production by Solo, right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. Be right back.
Yeah.
Wanna do me. I never had no love for them crooked 5-0s, chrome mirror 84s, bro, and some low pro rolls. Tight wipe of a headlight, like the G's Paul. Damn, there go the laws, got me stuffing my yay up under my drawers, trying to jack the seat, cause I'm caught up in my clique. I ain't with it, they throwing me down cause I didn't pay my ticket, but you fools know I got my hand on my glide, and my left is on the steering wheel, so watch someone get dry. Four deep up in that lack, yeah, coming down tight, swiggity swanging, biggity banging, like I'm turning left, I'm biggity buzzing the right, and now you know, in and out and in I dip. Damn them G's in the south on a trip, and my homie steady mobbing. Our game is for real, with that fifth wheel grill, Momo Wood brain steering wheel, working it with that four-way go ahead, with that three-way candy painted be so wet, leaving drips up on that freeway. Baby, give it to me, cause you know I won't quit, and I'll be mobbing with my players, extra gat on my hip, and to the fools down south, keep slanging them things, it's 95, yeah, fool, we comes again, yep, the swang and bang, and now you know what my real G's do, sip, serve, swang and bang, jam, nothing but that screw, fool. You ain't holding, you wasn't even down when my G's wasn't rolling. And now that our pockets got thicker, this gal I had to hit her, sorry player hater, he shouldn't have been in love with her. Cause a trick is a trick and a trick ain't it. And if you keep slipping, she gon' hit you for a quick lick. Dummy, stop roaching, trying to keep her up, cause while you out there capping, she be blowing my beeper up. Now she saying that she love you, you think that gal for real all the time, that freak be phonier than a $4 bill. And just to show my cheese that I ain't too fake, I banged that last night pride out, jamming my screw tape. It's the easy jumping up in and out and with my group, and after putting my Mac down, pass it around. So what you wanna do? Undercover fools, they giving up that thing. Hotel 6-6 hit trick, you wanna swing and bang. And all my boys in Houston, Texas,
swing it and bang it.
And what about down in Dallas,
swing it and bang it.
I can't forget San Antonio,
swing it and bang it.
Yeah, we got it going on,
swing it and bang it.
And all the players in Atlanta,
swing it and bang it.
My young fools from Louisiana,
swing it and bang it.
Them G's
classic. Classic, man. You know, when you hear that, does that take you back to the to those days?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, that one does, but that's not even the original, man. That's the remix.
That's the remix.
Yeah. The one before that, man, always takes me back, man. I mean, because that's the one that Drake took the whole lead part of the first one, man. And it's like, you know, everybody down here knows that lead that I played in there, like the beginning part of it, like the way the song drops in, that really, you know, it's still today. I mean, they just had a school fest yesterday, and man, I didn't go, but like 11 of my songs got performed, and I was like, so watching the videos, how that lead drops in, and these crowds still goes crazy 20 years later. It's like, damn, what the fuck, man, it's crazy. But, you know, it's all love, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Well, we got the homie Sinister from France, man. This guy says you're a genius. He's been studying your work for years, and he wants to ask you a couple questions. So we're going to bring him on. Hopefully you can understand the French connection, Lord Sinister. What's up, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, Star? What's up, Solo?
What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, congratulations on the type of song is South and Funky. How can you design your type of dance of funk, jumbo funk style, maybe? And about your song also, in South, the week of UNC. Can you tell us about it?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all, I couldn't really. It was breaking up. What did he say?
He wants to know about, you know what I'm saying, the song The South that you did with the ESG. It was also on the Thompson
South,
playing in a compilation, Master P Down South Hustlers.
Right. You want to know, like, what about it? Like, man, I'm sorry, man.
I guess
you
want
to
know how it came about and everything and how it landed on the Down South Hustlers compilation.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man, actually one of the first songs we were doing, man. Then we were recording that shit in a Zydeco studio in Lafayette, Louisiana, man. And, man, to tell you the truth, I was a sampler, man, at the beginning. Like, I was, you know, my style was like, I got the name Solo because I was from Houston. I went to school in Louisiana, and all my style of music, coming up, man, I was like a hip hopper, man. You know what I'm saying? So I like to sample shit. I like, you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Tribe Called Quest and shit like that. So I started sampling first. Really, my first song I ever played instrument wise was Swinging and Banging, man. I was doing all. If you listen to Ocean of Funk, man, the majority of that shit, the samples, like maybe it's like. For I was playing over the samples, but most of them samples. So I was also a George Clinton fan, man, and I just sampled that shit, man, and put a drum beat behind it, and started playing some leads, and the rest was ESG, man. He was like, man, I'm gonna call this shit The South, and Master P loved this shit. He was like, man, I gotta have this shit on my compilation. So, but man, it's Master P, you know, you could have whatever. That's how that happened.
Sir. And also, you did realist rhyming for Lil Flip with LG back then. And that's all we had also for Big Poker. Can you tell us about these songs? And also, that concluded to see for the songs these days. So, Ace Day.
Did you get that solo? I don't think Solo got that one.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, he wants to know about one more song. He wants to know about the song "Realist Rhyming" that you did with Lil Flip on the Leprechaun album.
Yeah, man, I was a jammer, man. Actually, man, that song was supposed to be for ENG, man. It was really ENG featuring Flip. But ENG got locked up, man. And Flip was like, man, what's up, man, on that reel? It's not rhyming. And, man, I gave it to him. I gave it to Flip. And really, that's how that came about. He added Slim to the song, and, you know, history was made. At that time, I was already in the plan. Like, I wanted to play everything, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm making tracks and I'm playing shit. I'm like, man, I'm finding chords that, you know, no lessons, no nothing, just playing around and finding keys, man. And I developed my whole style without any lessons or any, you know, keyboard practice or YouTube, you know, whatnot on YouTube to go find chords like boys are now. You know what I'm saying? So I was just playing around until I found it how I liked the sound. So that's how that went.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's history right there, man. And, you know, the dope thing is you're still making history. You're still doing a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? What do you got that's coming out that we can look forward to here in the future?
Man, I just dropped a compilation, man, with... It's crazy, man. It did so good, like, overseas, and it did well. Yeah, I was selling hard copies. I mean, it's on iTunes, too. It's called Astroworld, man. Got everybody on that shit again from down here, man.
Wow.
You need to go copy it, man. It's super dope. It's a double. Well, the hard copy was actually a triple CD. It was two CDs and a DVD, like the making of it. But on iTunes, we just put like one. We just, I think we put 15 songs on there on iTunes called Astroworld. Actually, Travis Scott copied my, you know, he be down here in the streets, you know what I'm saying, in Houston. And he went on here and copied my title, my record, my Astroworld. And out since, it came out on 9/11. I dropped it on 9/11 for a reason, you know. You know, the historical day in America on 9/11. And the shit hit the fan. Well, the shit hit the fan again down here when I dropped that Astroworld on 9/11. Got everybody on that bitch from the South Park, K Reno's, to ESG's, to the Lil Kiki, Paul Wall, Snoop Dogg, Zeros, and Just Britney, man. I mean, it's really the whole Houston, something that no producer in Houston or no producer down south was ever able to do, is get everybody on one record. And I did it, and I mixed them up on songs. I didn't just do one song for that artist. I did, like, I just put it together with like three different artists on one song, you know what I mean? So it took forever to do it because, you know, ego. Yeah, it took forever because, you know, how it is, man, trying to get people to the studio and do this and that, man. So shit took over a year to do. But I finally got it done and got it out there, man. It's on iTunes. It's on, you know, Spotify, everything, you know, Amazon or whatever. It's called Astroworld.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We definitely need to check that out. You mentioned some people, you know, huge friends of the show, K Reno, South Park Coalition. We just did a 30th anniversary show with all of them on the line, man. Just, you know, Dopey, Gangster Nip. What are your thoughts on K Reno last year? The man dropped 7 albums on one day. Never been done in any genre of music that we all know of. What are your thoughts on that accomplishment? Because I feel that it's not really been talked about enough. You know what I'm saying? It should be music news everywhere.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I mean, if K Reno dropped 7 verses, man, it's still amazing to me because it dude's like, I mean, come on, in the top 5 lyricists, man, he's got to be right there, man. So him doing 7 albums, man, it's like, you know, H-Town, man, you know, it's Houston, but it's H-Town, too, man, because, you know, they, you know, it's crabs in the bucket out here, man. It's always been that way. I mean, I don't know when it was, you know, started like that. It's definitely like that for producers, man, because, you know, they got their foot. If you won't speak up for yourself, no one else is gonna speak up for you. It's not like, you know, Atlanta where the producer is moved around or whatever, and they really shouting out the producer, or when artists come from the producer's camp. You know what I mean? So it's the same way, like, with the rappers, man. You know, they don't want to, I mean, even the media should have covered it more. I mean, that's seven records, man. It's just, you know, it's not even, people can't even do seven songs, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy, you know, so, but that's just our city, man, you know, and hopefully in due time, you know, get his just due of the amazing feat that he was able to accomplish, man, you know. I mean, even mixing them on the big Screwfest last night could have been something that could have been done, you know what I'm saying? Like, link him up with that crowd, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but it's just not done, you know what I'm saying? And Reno, he ain't going to go out there seeking that shit, so he's going to, you know, he's all about teaching, so it is what it is, man.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as long as cats like us just keep it alive and keep it going, man. The underground knows the truth. That's the main thing. The underground knows. Let's go to one more break. So let's go to this DEA Heart of a Hustler track. Now, this is a classic project. Tell everybody about this song and who was on this.
Man, this is actually the project right after the ENGs, man. Well, Big 50, we did Big 50. And then DEA came calling, man. It was like, you know, I was getting hot at that time, and that's DEA was KK, Fat Pat, Lil QQ, DJ Screw, and Big Hawk, Pat's brother. And they came to me, man. Actually, I did like eight songs on that record, man, which is a classic. I mean, those guys never did one record together because they all got deals, solo deals off of this record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Heart of a Hustler, man, they just came to me. I had tracks for days. Then I was playing, and they picked, they were all originals besides the one Screw for Life. I did that playing to see You Can't Change Me, I'm a Beast Screw for Life. I did that, like, from the NWA shit, but all the rest of them were all originals, and Heart of a Hustle was one of them. Still bangs today, you know what I'm saying, 20 years later.
Hell yeah. This is DEA Heart of a Hustle, produced by Solo. We'll be right back.
Up the industry, socks and shades off, hat dressed to impress, candy red drapery, buck TVs in my head, wrist rolling on blades, chopping up blocks, rolling benzine bag, head filled with rocks, two glocks, what did you expect, 600 bands, 10,000 over neck, watch this boy Rick, pin break a lick, grab the black pen and sign for the check, notorious but glorious, I made it understood, rap game is negative, put a dime for the hood, man it feel good, to ride and get blowed, $1 billion dreams being caged, thinking stole, breaking down the beat so low has provided, dead in a line, Hershey Wood has collided, heart of a hustler, mind of a G, player hating niggas can't fuck with. Addicted to the paper, so I can't escape it, man. Mind on the voyage, or shall I say a mission? Back up in the kitchen, and my palms still itching. Baby, mama still bitching, cause I ain't got time.
trying to make a meal, ticket paper on my mind. I'm choice climbing, steadily shining, watching ring to your doll up with diamonds, yellow hose mining, bumper kid reclining. I'm the first nigga to put the funk up on your mind. Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Procrastinate, but you can hate the PA to
the T. I got the heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Bending big corners in my 320. I'm sitting low to the grind, plus I'm all been on 20. Young up in the game and got a pocket full of money. So much jealous and envy, plus these haters perpetrating. In the end, they fall to the wayside while the strong niggas make it. I'm gonna stay up on my game. Get the paper for fame. It's all up in the game. No, I'm talking about main. Cause real gon' be real and fake gon' be fake. But I'm gonna kick back and let them boys play a hate. Trying to talk down on a real G from the hood. I hold a damn wood and keep the point up on the stud.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Play a hating nigga, say fuck with me.
Heart
of a hustler, mind of a G. Play a hating nigga, say fuck with me.
Heart
of a hustler, mind of a G. Play a hating nigga, say fuck with me.
Heart
of a hustler, mind of a G. Play a hating nigga, say fuck with me.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. DA representative and full-time SU to the C. Who it be? A paper made G from that end. Who sends wicked way to get out and get in this game? I got to get with it. I'm holding my nuts and riding no buggin' and niggas just can't get with it. Let my top down on a Sunday. Drug deals and homicides occurring on that Monday. It's a one-way ticket down this lane of slamming doors, pimping hoes, wearing crease clothes and riding blaze on lows. Four lights, we together, man. Paper got to get better, man. Defense get with the same. Ain't no more slanging, gang.
Don't piece on my neck. Don't try to neglect while I'm tracing a money and I'm sipping my whip. I live the life of the mall, too smart to raw. Ain't no sleeping on the job when I tilt my dog. Cause the subject is paper and I'm on that chase. Lackluster, silly busters, ain't no time to waste. Erase your thoughts while I make my disclosure. Too calm, gather my palm, can't lose my composure. I'm like God, it rolls my variety. Those who don't know better ask somebody. To the toes, and every player knows that sometimes best friends transform into your worst foes.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Player hating niggas can't fuck with me.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Player hating niggas can't fuck with me.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Player hating niggas can't fuck with me.
Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Player hating niggas can't fuck with me.
Grew up in my era that I grew up in, you can't do nothing but appreciate that, man. It's timeless. Timeless music, solo. Man, what gives you that longevity? What gives you, you made out these hits back then, you're still making hits now. What gives you that drive, man, to keep doing this?
Man, I mean, man, my music is all expression, man, Ups and downs you go through, man, it gives you different inspirations and different feelings, man. And me being a producer, man, I've been through a lot of stuff with the family, and that's where my music comes from, man. It's just, it's soul, man. It's, it's all expression of how I'm feeling at the time. I got happy songs. I got some songs that make you think, like music, like put you in a trance. And I got some shit that'll depress your ass, I got all that shit, son. It's all from the vibes that I have in my life, man. Like, more of my shit right now is more on some upbeat type of, it's still got that soul, but it's not that, trans shit right now. It's more, more happy feelings, riding on a Sunday type shit with sunny weather. It's not rainy outside. Like, sometimes you can listen to my music and be like, man, that nigga made that shit when it was raining outside and he was pissed. Or you can listen to some shit like, man, I feel like putting that shit on and riding until the gas runs out. So that's the, it all comes from feeling, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I salute you for, you know what I'm saying, for continuing to make music, especially in this era, because, I mean, I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s. I ain't feeling too many dudes out here. I mean, there's some young guys that's spitting, that's got some good concepts and dope music, but there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that just, I just don't get it, man. How do you blend the two? Do you work with any of these, like, mumble rapper guys, or do you be like, man, fuck that? What's your thought on all that mumble rapper stuff?
Nah, man, I don't, you know, I'm a little different, man. I remember when, I remember so clear when they were saying that the screw style and that shit, the way they was rapping, it wasn't feeling that shit. Because, I mean, I felt it, like, you know, to producers back in the day, like, man, he just styling, man. It ain't going to be shit or whatever. And the screw style of rapping, like, Kiki and Zero, that wasn't going to be shit, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't really have a problem with them cats, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they young, and they on the turn up time of in their lives. Man, I got daughters, man. You know what I'm saying? They listen, they love that shit, man. But some of that shit that I really, you know, I cut for, man. I mean, we got Mike D down here, man. He's a legendary rapper, man. He just signed an artist called Big Baby. He's like a new creation of Big Mo. Big Mo is really popular down here that passed away. And, you know, they're down with the Sauce Twins. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Sauce Twins, but they're like really, really popular down here. One of the guys is signed with, anyway, he was on the BET. I mean, they really popular, man. You can look up Saucer Walker. You hear about these guys, man. They're really, really popular. But yeah, I'm saying that to say, man, I don't have a problem with the cast, man. I work with them, man. When they come seeking some of the soul, I'm gonna give it to them, man. Because I like the blend of that new shit with on real beats, like, you know, musical beats or whatever, like my shit. So, man, I don't have a problem with them dudes, man. Let them kids live and do their shit, man. Hopefully, if they make some money.
No, I don't have a problem with them because I don't listen to them. I have a problem with, you know, say, radio directors, labels, media, completely focusing in on them and not focusing in on you or focusing in on Kay Reno. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's my problem with it. You know, I could care less about them per se, but I feel you. I feel what you do because you make music. You're in the music business. You make music for all kinds of people, I would imagine. So I feel where you're coming from. But as a fan for me, I'm like, nah. You know what I mean? I look at it like you dudes are, they're not really building up hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, the way they should be. But it's not their fault. They don't know. No one's teaching them. You know what I'm saying? It takes people that you gotta say, hey man, this is MC Shan. Check out his album. Or this is, you know what I'm saying, this is Run DMC record. Check out this. The problem is a lot of these guys don't even know what the fuck was popping, you know, 20, 30 years ago. They need to go back and just listen to it and be like, hey, you know, it's good music, man. Let me work with some of these guys too. Bridge the gap.
Check this out. Check this out, this point of view. I feel exactly what you're saying. You know, I'm from your era, and I know, you know, I feel that way too. But this is all they, like you say, this is all they know and all they hear. And the underlying thing about this music game, man, you know, these Jews, man, I learned a lot, man. These Jews are pushing a certain type of music to our people for a reason, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a real thing of dumbing
like
down. Yes, it's a real I'm gonna dumb down these kids, and, you know, because if we get too powerful, it takes over a whole nother realm of society, man. So we're gonna dumb down them, we're gonna feed them this, like you say, mumble shit. And, you know, it feeds the whole culture of of people, man. It's done that way for a reason, man. It's like the shit that they say is real. Like they're dumbing down the society on purpose, and it starts with music and movies and games and shit like that. So they'll keep on feeding this. They're not gonna. Oh, they'll let a few Kendricks and J. Cole slip through with a little knowledge, but the majority of the radio, 8 out of 10 songs right now, or in a Drake because he's pop. That's the majority of the radio rotation, man, is shit to, you know, design to feed us bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't gonna let no kid, get by the grand deception and shit like that. Come on, they don't want that to get out.
It's shit to get out there. You know, and the cool thing about it is it's got like a 1.5, 1.6 organic views with no press, million views with no press or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, people know about K-Reno, man. We just got to figure out how we can get him 200 million views instead of like the Panda song getting 200 million views. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, bad bougie.
You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's the challenge, you know what I'm saying? So shows like you got, you know what I'm saying, is a platform for this shit, man. I salute you for doing this shit.
And thanks, man. Thank you. And I salute you for continuing to make dope music, you know what I'm saying? And most definitely we look forward to everything you got coming out. And give everybody, before we get out of here, give everybody your social media if they want to get beats from you. Or if they want to check out that compilation, let them know where they can get that as well.
Okay. We got the Astroworld Project, man. It's out right now. It's on iTunes, all media, all digital outlets, man. You can get that, man. Or you can get at me on social media on Facebook at Sean Solo Jemison, or on Instagram, Sean Solo Jemison. Or on Twitter, it's Sean Solo 00. If you want the DVD with the making, you can see inside the studio of all the famous, down south rappers that came to the studio. You can see inside of how we created the record, man, and the process, which is super dope. And we got a few videos on the DVD too. That's it, man. Go check out Astroworld, go check out One Deep in My Cup or Sun Hit the Fade Part 2 on YouTube. Let's get, we're almost to, I think we're at 500,000 or 600,000 views on both of those videos. And we're just doing our thing, man. I also got the Waterworld Project that's coming up next. Zero's Project I'm on, Melting the Crown, and One Deep and Solid. I'm on them projects. Man, I'm out there, man. Just Google my name, Sean Solo Jemison. You'll find me.
Hell yeah, definitely, folks. You get at him, get some dope production. You know what I'm saying? Work with one of the guys that's worked with all the legends out of Houston. I mean, shout out to yourself. Shout out to Mike B. That's another dope producer we had on the show recently. You know what I'm saying? Houston is just a mecca for talent, man. And I always love the chance we have to have Houston artists and producers come on the show. Thanks again for coming on, Solo. We really appreciate you, man.
All right. One love, man. Appreciate y'all.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Here's a classic track that Solo produced you might recognize. We're gonna end this episode with this one. Still cooking fast. Speaking.
To the side and let the click run through. It's real easy to see that ain't outside, we be blowing on trees. Pimping pins once again, this is the Kid Chi. Cause on the south side, we be blowing on trees. Pimping pins once again, this is the Kid Chi. It's time to lay them down, like cards on the table. Big crib, watch a gate, your gal licking my name. Who's the man and who's the G? L to the I to the L to the K to the E to the K to the E, that's me. Heart of a hustler, mind of a G. Punk ass niggas can't fuck with me. Give me cocaine and a wheel regular. Pimps are sold, these hoes in jail. Bring a nigga neck, give me no respect. Black blue pin right down the fit. Caught off the drain, got a back lane. Play, I hate niggas, they wanna try to think I lay. I'ma have to keep when I come down, chrome and blaze and wood wheel. Pop another pill, devil better chill. Southside Houston, Texas, won't you tell me how you feel? Make another meal while I pack my steel. Breaking boards off with my freestyle drill. Hide in the hill, land of the drill. Pimping pins, hitting skins, showing them a skill. On the south side, we be blowing on trees. Pimping pins once again, this is the Kid Chi. Cause on the south side, we be blowing on trees. Pimping pins once again, this is the Kid Chi. First three of the flow, if you hold it, no. In and out the back door, cause I got to go. One more time, I'ma flow. I'm a freestyle pro. Walking inside the club and just smelling the show. Houston, Texas is the home of the players and pimps. Sergeant Dime with a limp across the sky in a blimp. I punch in clock, don't like dumb jocks. I'm a player, I'm a baller, bag it and rock. Word strainer, entertainer, in the eye of the public. Niggas love it, try to dub it, cause I stick to the subject. Again and again, nothing less than a win. Your boy, your friend, I'ma keep